Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 64. Let's pick our golden scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. No, we will keep focusing on the main thing so that we will not believe in vain. For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. So that's the first of all, the priority of the gospel is what? How that Christ died. It can be, the priority of the gospel can be anything for anybody, but for the Holy Spirit, he says the priority is what? How that Christ died. And so that's what we're looking at, how Christ died. Looking at the events, and then we're looking at what happened behind the scenes. And I said, what happened behind the scenes was more important than what was happening physically. Because physically, here was Christ before Pilate, and Pilate is trying to bargain with the people and say, listen, I have examined them. I have examined and I find no fault with him. And the people screamed the more, crucify him, kill him, out of the way. And so now, Pilate comes back and says, when he heard that he's the Son of God, he came back and said to you, talk to me. Who are you? Really, who are you? He was scared. He said, talk to me, man. Who are you? Where do you come from? Where do you come from? You see, out of jealousy, they had delivered him. But the interesting thing is this, that even not once the Christ called attention to who he was or argue with them. I mean, who are you? Could have said, do you know who I am? You know, when we have public transportation, and normally when you are using the public transportation, sometimes there is conflict between the passenger and the driver, or the passenger and the conductor. The conductor is often the one who collects the money. He is part of this. He is working with the driver and he helps by collecting money. When he has to balance or give change to somebody, he will do that. Sometimes there is a lot of conflict amongst them and there is a fight and all that. And you hear somebody who is going to work and is so pissed off by what is happening. When they are talking to say, do you know who I am? Do you know? And often the conductor or the driver say, if you were anybody, you would not be taking regular transportation, which ordinary men are taking. So even they ask, do you know who I am? And Jesus never asked, do you know who I am? He had the opportunity. Pilate was asking, tell me, who are you? And yet, not even once did Jesus call attention to himself. And neither did he argue with them. He did not plead for mercy. Hey, he had been, listen, this what was happening is that he had been delivered up by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God. It was not happenstance. It was not coincidence. This was a planned thing. So God's course, C-O-R, S-E, the course, like a course of a river, it was flowing. And these people were swept into it. Something bigger was controlling what was happening. And that is what we will feature on that. We will pay attention to that, because that's the most important thing when we're talking about how that Christ died, not just the physical element, but the spiritual one, because he was delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. So the high priests were the ones who were carrying out, and here was the Godhead himself. He was in their hands. The one who instituted the priesthood himself was in their hands. They didn't know. The one who cut the covenant with Abraham, he was the one who was in their hands. All these men were burying their bodies, the covenant of God. They were all circumcised and they had delivered him to the uncircumcised, and they were saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Something more was happening. So when Pilate asked, "Who are you?" he wouldn't call attention to himself. He wouldn't call attention to himself. Do you know who I am? Never said that. Never said that. And I think there's something to emulate. And not to, you know, as I said, I keep saying, don't fight like a pig. Be the Lamb of God. And the Lamb of God, he was using the agape love to fight what was happening. He was walking in love. Total. It was love personified, standing there. And they were questioning and beating and hitting and accusing him. And love was not moved. Love will never fail. If you walk in love, you will never fail. I see you walking in love and therefore in the power of God before your accusers. And you shall never fail. You're blessed, blessed, blessed by...